listener production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. Financial elder abuse is on the rise, according to the public trustee. They've got administration over the finances of 1,150 vulnerable Tasmanians and telling the Mercury they've got 14 ongoing cases relating to matters of appropriation. One instance saw antiques, crystals, paintings and $160,000 stolen by a woman's daughter in a phenomenon dubbed inheritance in patience. A weekend of rallies across the country calling for action against domestic violence has forced Anthony Albanese to make it the sole agenda item at Wednesday's cabinet meeting. The PM says all governments nationwide must make changes to stop perpetrators. He's also jumped on social media to declare it a national crisis. Those working for Tazwater now have to shave off their facial hair, including beards, moustaches and sideburns. The utility provider has won a Fair Work Commission case by arguing employees must be clean-shaven to ensure an adequate seal when wearing protective masks. It was argued staff can't be taking any risk when it comes to dealing with airborne contaminants like crystalline silica and asbestos. And less than a week until Legislative Council elections, with former Greens leader Cassie O'Connor putting the housing crisis and climate action at the top of the priority list.
We can have both Houses of Parliament finally doing the right thing and enacting real donations and electoral reform.
She'll take on Hobart Councillor John Kelly, Community Advocate Charlie Burton and former Tasmanian of the Year John Kamara for the Upper House seat of Hobart. To sport now, and Patrick Dangerfield's sixth hamstring strain is set to sideline the Geelong captain for at least the next month. It's after going down in Saturday's win over Carlton. Teammate Brad Close telling us it's a test of their depth.
We'll definitely miss him the next however long it is, but the VFL had a nice win, so there's a few boys there knocking on the door.
And in the NBL 1, the Hobart Chargers men have gone down to Ballarat, while the women had a win.